with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Just click my heels three times. There's no place like the speakeasy. There's no place like the speakeasy. There's no place like the speakeasy, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, MILFs and BBWs, BDSMs and journalists. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. And sex is what we talk about here on the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation in your hard drive. Oh, sample our software. Come on. Turn the lights down low. Snuggle up to your internet radio. And listen to me, the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant. And I am here to serve and mistress a multitude of fascinating guests tonight here at the Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. And I'm very excited because it's like a variety show. It's such a variety of interesting guests, all somehow, some way in the field, the broad and free-ranging world of sex, of, I guess you'd say, professional sex, of sex not just for procreation, but for recreation, and not just for yourself and your blessed one and only, but for the people. Sex for the people. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Yeah, sometimes we give it away. Sometimes we, you know, charge a little tithe for the good lords and ladies of sex in the pornographic pantheon of modern times. And it's quite a pantheon. There are so many gods and goddesses these days, I'm telling you. It's great. I worship almost all of them. Just in case one of them is going to be raining at those pearly gates or, you know, that fountain or in the big black hole or wherever we're going to go. I want to say, I worshiped you. Let me in. So I worship all the gods and goddesses. And I'm excited to have different representatives of the sexuality field here tonight. Let's go in a row, shall we? MILF extraordinaire, whom my clients and listeners and readers have been going, oh, you're gonna have her on? I wanna know all about her. I wanna know what she's really like. Dumay, as in, I should spell it because it's, you know, special. D-E-A-U-X-M-A. Welcome to the Speakeasy. Welcome to Radio Suzy One.
Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you.
It's a pleasure. I'm just so excited to be here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You look great. You're wearing your latex corset there to kind of encase your assets and yeah.
Yes.
So MILF, you are a hot porn star MILF.
Yes, I am.
From?
I'm actually from the great state of Texas.
They make them hot in Texas.
It's big.
Yeah, everything is bigger in Texas.
That's
absolutely
right.
Well, welcome to little old LA.
Thank you.
And right next to you, we have Tiki. Tiki Hutt, Tiki Pavel, our sex journalist from Adult Industry News and the great Sexual Beyond. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, well, we've had a good Twitter relationship, haven't we? You're very chatty on Twitter. Very tweety.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're from the great city of San Francisco or
indeed
somewhere near
I
there?
Indeed, I am,
uh-huh,
yes.
Uh-huh. And you drove down here and you stayed at Hotel Bonobo here?
Yes, yeah, thank you for your hospitality.
How are the accommodations?
It's absolutely spectacular.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking of squatters' rights.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's this is the beginning of our hotel sort of center that we're developing here at the Institute, so... you are a guinea pig. Do you like being a guinea pig?
Indeed, in so many ways.
Ah, good. Well, we might just use you for some interesting things tonight.
As you wish.
So you're here with your, what do we call, friend, partner, Larry Hammer?
Jack Hammer. Jack is a friend of mine. He's a model up at kink.com that I was fortunate enough to be introduced to by Dia Zerva.
Yes. Oh, Dia Zerva. We love Dia Zerva.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. We spanked her on this show, and she has one of the most spankable asses in the world.
Indeed, yes. Yeah. She is much beloved by us both.
So you're also here with our friend Steve Nelson from Adult Industry News.
Yeah, Steve is my patron saint.
And a hot birthday girl.
Yes.
Mia Culpa. What a name.
Indeed.
I hope she's Catholic. Yeah. All right. I'm going to make her suck Jesus tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah, she's smiling. Oh, she's freaking out. Okay, don't leave. Okay, I won't make you do anything.
It's almost time
for
communion.
I only tease about making people do things. Nick Swagger is swaggering. He's going, oh, we're going to make her suck Jesus. No. She's going to want to suck Jesus. That's all. Hi, Nick. How's it going?
It's going great, Doctor. Going very
Welcome
great.
Welcome to Radio Suzy One.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you're here with your beautiful
partner.
Lady?
Damali Explosive Dares.
Damali Explosive. I was wondering what the X stood for.
Yes, it's explosive.
Oops. We have a microphone thing here. Can we get that going? Microphone? So we can hear. Come, Molly. Damali.
Hi.
Damali.
Yes, Damali.
Damali Dares, there you are. And so Damali X DARES, and X stands for explosive.
Yes, is that ma'am. Right? Explosive.
And what's so explosive about you?
Everything is explosive about me.
Oh, well, you certainly have an explosive smile.
Thank you, babe.
I'm seeing that. So tell me a little bit more about you. And you're here in L.A. to promote this new experience with Damali X Dares.
Yes, I actually used to be in the industry, adult industry, under the name Explosive. Got out.
You used to be.
Yeah, but I'm back. Back in
really?
Effect, yes, yes.
What do you mean you used to be? Were you underage when you were in before?
No, I just, you know, did it for a year and then moved away to Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
And actually being in Atlanta, I actually met Nick, and he had some of the same ideas that I had. So we decided to collaborate, and I decided to get back into the business since so many people were wondering what happened to Explosive.
Well, what did happen to Explosive? How come you quit?
It was just, you know, different. I was in a different time and place. I thought I wanted to go back to corporate America.
Oh, corporate America.
Yes.
Well,
you know, and
I
do
mean,
the family thing.
The sex thing is so big, it's practically corporate. But, oh, the family thing.
Yes.
I see. You were going to do the family thing. Did you start doing the family thing?
More as I wanted to please my family. Like, yeah.
Oh, I see. You wanted to please, like, your parents, your
parents,
cousins.
Grandparents, yeah.
Really? So, So they know all about Explosive here.
Some of them do.
Okay. Some of them do. Not all of them do.
No. I've heard that a lot of them have been told. But, you know, my family is very tight-lipped, so if they know about it, they're not going to say anything unless I approach them with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the ones that know, what do they think?
You know, I'm going to hell.
Really? So they're religious or?
Yeah, I come from a very religious background.
Oh, really? What religion?
Yes. I'm Baptist, but like I couldn't go out for the week if I didn't go to church, you know, that type of thing on Sundays.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Couldn't go out for the week. You're nodding, Tiki. Were you also in that position growing up?
No. Similar but different. My father's family's Irish Catholic, and he married a Protestant, and as a result, I've not met any of them.
The Catholic-Protestant wars.
Yeah, indeed.
Right in your
carried
family.
It right on over, yeah.
Right. What about our MILF here? Did you grow up with any of these religions, or are you like a Buddhist or something?
No. Totally Catholic.
Totally Catholic.
Yes.
A good
the
Catholic
The good Catholic
MILF.
Girl, yes.
Uh-huh.
God MILF.
Wow. Wow. So did you get communion?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got blessed.
You did?
Every once in a while, yeah.
You certainly did get blessed, darling. God and Goddess bless us like that. Wow. So what made you become, I don't know, a bad girl?
My husband encouraged it.
Really? Your husband? So you were a good girl. You got married, you know, your white picket fence kind of thing.
Yes.
You've been married a while, like 30 years?
30 years. Yeah, around 31, yeah.
Can we say you have kids? Do you have kids?
I have three.
You have three.
Mm-hmm.
You are a real MILF with
I
the
am.
Kids. And can we say how old they are, approximately?
Well, they're older. Yeah.
Older. Okay. Yeah. All right. So
older,
you know,
grown up.
So that, you know, you
great people.
Have to
yeah.
take care of them so much.
Yes.
And so you did this mom kind of regular thing for
yes.
a while.
Yeah.
And then the husband said, baby, you got what it takes. Come on.
Well, we just wanted to kind of spice up the marriage kind of thing.
Ah, okay.
So yes.
It wasn't like he wanted to put you in pictures.
No, he
just wanted to, like, swing.
Yeah, we just wanted a little more spice between both of us. So it started. And your book initiated it.
My book. Wow.
You were my very first sex book I ever bought.
The Ten Commandments of Pleasure, right?
Absolutely.
Here.
That's it.
Thank you. Well, I don't know if you got this edition.
I haven't got that edition. No.
You got the early edition.
Yes,
this
I did.
This is the third edition.
Mm-hmm.
And because you forgot your edition and you tweeted me that.
I gave them away.
You gave them away.
Because it's so informational. I've had about 5 copies and I gave them all away, so.
Well, you get another copy.
Thank you. Aww. Thank you. Thank you.
Because you're such a good girl and it matches your outfit.
I'm a good bad girl now.
Here's your copy, darling. But
thank
I'm
going to
sign
you.
It later. I just can't sign you, and host you. A show at the same time. Because then everybody will be quiet while I'm writing. That is, unless you all start like licking agua off of each other, and then I might sign it. There you go. Yeah. So he said, let's, you know, you were reading this book, and it says, mm-hmm. you know, spice it up with fantasy. I mean, I don't really mm-hmm. say you have to do it with other people.
Yeah.
But you can, you know.
And we have.
And you have. And you
we
did.
Have. We did.
And you did so well, you decided, let's take it on the road. Let's take this show out there to the world.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, definitely, yeah. And he's been the, you know, the power behind me. Yeah.
Wow.
The encouragement.
Can I ask what business you were in before, or he was in?
He was military.
Military.
Yeah. Mm. Salute our troops out there, absolutely, yeah.
Boy, between the church and the military, we really have breeding grounds for the sex field. This is what it is. This uh-huh. is what brings people into sex, mm-hmm. is the church, the synagogue, the temple, and the military. You know, some form of repression that you want to break out of, and then, lo and behold, you find you have a skill or a gift. And you pursue it. And, yes. And you know, it's more and more women especially, but men too, are pursuing sexuality as a field. This is kind of an ongoing theme of the show these days about how amazing this is. Maybe because, you know, when Steve Nelson and I were in this field before, it was just the revolutionaries that would get in. But now it's like all kinds of people mm-hmm. from every walk of life, slightly, you know, a slight element of rebellion, I think, is required. You know, well, and if you come from a really conservative place like you, yes.
Well, I'm not from a conservative place. I'm from New Orleans, so
oh,
I'm from
New
the Big
Orleans.
Easy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of a mix of contradictions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But a lot of Catholicism there. I guess some baptism, but mostly Catholicism, right?
I'm actually a Catholic school girl. I went to Catholic school elementary up until high school.
Really?
So I think that's where I get my naughtiness from.
Catholic school.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Did the girls teach you or?
A little bit of both.
The boys? You kind of practiced on the girls and then went out and?
Better yet, I taught the guys, yeah.
You taught the guys?
Absolutely. I'm a man eater.
Tell me about that. Maneater, that's the name of your production.
Yes, ma'am, it's Maneater. And basically it's about a young lady who's very confident in herself and just
confident enough to eat a man.
Yes. Aims to put men that, you know, want to take advantage of women with their sexuality. Hey, instead of them taking advantage of us as women, I take advantage of them. I teach them, hey, a woman can do it and we can do it better.
Does she take advantage of you, Nick?
No. No.
What happens with you?
Me, I'm more of a... Are you speaking as far as the movie or as far
well,
as
yeah.
personal?
Well, yeah. I mean, the man-eating and the movie and...
How come you're missing a hand? Did she eat that?
As far as the movie, I'm in the film.
Yes.
But I'm more on the bonus scene. So she has... the two gentlemen in place that she actually attacks.
Eats.
Yeah.
You eat them.
Yeah, but those guys deserved it. Like, you know, they
well,
were asking for it.
Okay.
I only eat guys that ask for, you know, that.
What is the meaning of eating when you, I mean, what do you mean by you eat them?
Not necessarily eat, like, you know, physically eat, but it's like sexual ferocity. You know,
yes.
I'm just out of control. Like, you know, guys that think that, hey, they have power over women. I'm a woman that I'm very sexual. I'm very aggressive. So I'm not only am I going to fuck, well, you're not going to fuck me. I'm going to fuck you as well. We're both going to, you know, go at it. You know, passionate, sweaty, hot sex.
All right. Amen and amen.
Your right to conquest.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. And this is the way you've always been since you were kind of a young girl.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You didn't have to learn this kind of confidence, this mad eating.
It came natural.
It came natural.
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You just kind of, I mean, is this something that runs in your family or did this make you different?
I would say that it could potentially run in my family.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, they don't do porn, but. You know, do you have some man-eating women on your
I have quite a few foxes, as I call them, in my family, yes.
Yeah?
They have a way with men.
Yeah. Are they the ones that know about you and your career?
A few of them, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you're getting legendary in the family. So now you guys are in a relationship or what? Are you business partners? Are you lovers? I get to ask these questions, by the way. You don't have to answer them, but I do have to ask them.
We're both.
You're both. Okay. Yes. So now how about the man-eating thing? I mean, you know, she's really into that, and you don't look like you're so into being eaten to that degree.
No, because I'm dominant, you know, so I don't allow that.
So how do you deal with his dominance?
He balances me out, actually.
Ah.
You know, I need, because although I'm like a dominant person, I need someone that is just as or maybe a little more to keep me in place, but...
And then you can eat other men.
Yeah.
For those a living, are, so yes, to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah.
I see. Okay.
But every man is not worthy of being able to, you know, dominate, or I won't even say dominate because we're partners. We work side by side. But every man is not capable of doing that.
And he I can imagine.
Yeah. He just lucked up.
He did. He lucked up? Or he has a gift?
He does have a gift, yes.
I see. Is that, can we hear a little more about the gift?
I can't even describe it. He definitely has a gift. He's a great person, great sex. And when I met him, he was so unlike. Actually, we met at a party, and all these guys were just like vultures or whatever. And he was just, you know, cool, calm like myself, and had great conversation. So that was like the initial appeal.
I see.
And then later on, the sex was, you know.
Pretty phenomenal.
Absolutely.
And is that because of the meat or the motion?
All of the above.
Ha-ha. Okay. Combo.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, it's interesting. I mean, is that how you would describe how to dominate a dominant woman?
I think once you you put certain things in place, I think they actually sense what's going on and they just follow with it. You know, I think that if you're I won't say a weaker person, but someone who's a sub, I think they can sense it, and then she takes advantage of that, you know, to her advantage, you know.
Yeah, so you don't let her get away with that. How about you, Dumay? Do you dominate other men, but your husband dominates you? After all, he got me into this, so...
At first, I was pretty passive. Not so much anymore.
Ooh, he created a little Frankenstein's bride here.
Yeah, at times I like to be dominated. Other times, I like to dominate.
So how has, you know, reaching out to these other people, I guess guys and girls?
Or, yes.
You know, you have male and female partners, and you do quite a few films.
Yes.
You know, with males and females and objects, no animals, I believe, but
no animals.
Okay, so, but lots of different kinds of partners, and how does this affect your marriage?
It's the spice. He gets excited watching me, and I get excited that he's watching me, and so I can perform, you know, on film, on camera. It's basically having sex, and there happens to be a camera there, so I'm always enjoying it.
Yeah.
But afterwards, it's more like rapid sex. We have good sex afterwards.
Uh-huh. It gets you going.
Yes.
And it gets him going.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's the sperm wars effect.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know
that
about
synergy,
that.
We just, chemistry, yeah.
Actually, in my first edition of the Ten Commandments of Pleasure, I didn't have the sperm wars effect. I learned about that later, but that's in this edition.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to...
You got interesting reading.
Yes, yes, yes. This is what makes men go crazy over having their wives either actually have sex with others or even just, you know, maybe fantasize about it. It increases the sperm count, you know.
It works in both ways because...
Oh, yeah.
Like seeing him with somebody else, too,
count.
Though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then I get very excited.
A little competition.
Yes, yeah.
Gets you going. Yeah. You
don't love to see the pleasure. Love to see the pleasure, yeah.
And what about you, Miss Pavel?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that sounds submissive. Well, tell me about your lifestyle and your sex work and journalism.
Oh, where to begin? Oh, personal lifestyle. I'm a switch. Which, to elaborate on that, it really depends on who I'm with and what the dynamic I find kind of takes its own course. With some people, I'll tend to be dominant. Most of the time, sexually, I'm very, very submissive. That's what gives me pleasure. Mm. I think in the course of my life, I mean, I write a column and I do a radio show and I co-own a PR firm and I'm a stay-at-home mother.
Yes, you are. You have a little one at home.
Yes, I do.
Think that's little, right? And
yes.
So you're quite a MILF, aren't you?
Yeah, and it definitely seemed to. I remember back, I was a huge slut in high school.
Uh-huh.
And a very emancipated one.
A Catholic slut. This was,
No, I gave that up for Lent, the Catholicism.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you didn't learn to be a slut in Catholic school like
no,
Damali
the
did.
Catholic school was always the threat.
Mm.
You're going if you fuck up again. But yeah, a very emancipated slut that I've just always enjoyed sex a tremendous amount. And then,
well, you're in San Francisco. That's a place for an emancipated slut. It's the capital of emancipated sluttery, I think we
indeed.
Would say.
So yeah. for a just cock hungry little whore like me, it's not without its complications.
Yeah, places like Texas and Georgia breed them, but places like San Francisco nurture them.
Yes,
the
indeed.
Sluts of the world, right? Yeah, and L.A. I'm not sure. I mean, L.A. is all things to all people.
I have found the cock down here to be world class. Thank you.
The cock down here is world class. Well, we do have Porn Valley here.
Yes,
that's for sure. And
thank you for that.
We do, and we have Hollywood. You know, and there's some big dicks in Hollywood. You know, in more ways than one. So cool. Well, is everybody happy with their drinks? Would you like to try our favorite drink here, agua? Do you know about agua? Cocoa leaf liqueur.
Oh.
It's perfectly legal because it is, but it is made from the coca leaf, you know, just like the illegal stuff, you know, that Soulja Boy enjoys. I'm following Soulja Boy's Coke on Twitter, which is really hilarious. You got to do it. You got to follow Soulja Boy. You know about Soulja Boy and the Coke and Cat Stacks? You know about Cat Stacks?
Yes.
Yeah. You know about Cat Stacks?
Who doesn't?
Well, I don't know. Do you know about Cat?
I don't think
Maybe
so.
Maybe we have to explain Cat Stacks to Domay. You've all got interesting names tonight, and excuse me if I stumble over them sometimes. Actually, I stumbled over Jack's name, which was easy, and I called it Larry.
He's Larry.
Dume. Yeah, Larry. Okay, that's why I said Larry. All right, I knew there was a Larry in here. Okay. All right, so, yes, we have agua coca leaf liqueur, which is a delicious drink made from the coca leaf. Totally legal, but gives you that, you know, delicious pick-me-up. And we have a special way of drinking it here at the Speakeasy that you might enjoy. So, you want? No?
A smaller one?
Smaller one? You want?
Oh, no, I'm going to pass, thank you.
You want?
Sure.
Yeah? Here we go. You want?
Yeah. Is it actually made in Trinidad or the Dominican Republic?
Oh, my gosh. Why, would that be politically incorrect?
No, actually, a friend of mine, I tried a little before from a friend of mine, and he told me he got it on vacation, actually.
Oh, I think, well.
It's actually made in Holland.
Holland is where it's made. Okay, here's a small amount. You can share that with Larry.
They send the plant.
And now, here's the good part.
Holland, and it's actually manufactured there.
You take some of this salt. This is lime salt, okay? And using the principle of tequila shots, you know, you sprinkle some of the salt on the body part of someone you like, love, or, you know, just would like to lick. and then you lick it, and then you take your shot, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, first to take the agua shot will be Nick Swagger, because he is dominant and he is not afraid to be the first, and he's doing it off of the shoulder. You know, that's all right. could go a little lower. See, she's even giving you an opportunity here. So, you know, you can go lower, lower, lower. Yes. Oh, yeah. And you can leave that down.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You can just kind of show off your goddess-given assets.
Absolutely. Mm.
Actually, you should lick that off the nipple. My goodness, that's quite a nipple you've got there. Looks very edible, definitely. I mean, you might be a man-eater, but I could imagine some nipple-eaters would go crazy over you. Whoa, get a load of that nipple. That's beautiful. How big is that nipple?
It's pretty big.
Pretty
I've
big.
I've never measured
never
it.
Never have measured it.
No.
See, you know, guys here, some of them are watching on webcam, some are listening on radio and need to know measurements. I would say that's certainly much, it's like, what would be the size of that? Much bigger than a silver dollar.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, about three or four silver dollars.
That's like three or four silver dollars right there. All right. Now, how about you, handsome? I think he's going to have to remove his shirt for this. What do you think, Damali?
I think he's going to have to remove something.
Yeah. Well, he could remove the pants. That's all right. But something, you know, because you don't want to lick it off of his head. Well, maybe the other head. We did have some licking off of cockheads a few weeks ago with I forget. Who was it?
Dane Cross,
yeah, and Annie Cruz. Dane Cross and Annie Cruz. Annie licked it off of Dane Cross's cockhead. Oh, there you go. Sprinkle that salt. Oh, yeah. Now, eat him. Yeah, man-eater. Here goes the man-eater. Yeah, she's taking her time. It's salty. I know, huh? Oh, she does look like she enjoys her meal. She really does. That is Damali Dare. And now you can sip it down. Delicious.
Take it down.
Well, now, that was very good. Do you like the drink?
Very good.
Agua, very good. Say it in the microphone, please.
Very good. Agua.
Agua. You would like some more? You look like you've had.
Yeah, let's go.
You know? Okay, here we go.
Now that I'm naked, sure.
Yeah, well, half. Only
the
but it's a good half. I like the top
so
half.
So many times I've said that very sentence.
Oh, you like, I'm going to feel. See, look at this shape here. Isn't this a nice feminine shape? Okay. So now, where are you going to lick it off of?
I was hoping you.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. You can lick it off of me.
All right.
What would you like to lick it off of, baby? Titty?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Well, mm-hmm. Here we go. Then you have to get up, I guess. So you're going to have to take off your microphone or your headset, I guess. Or maybe I can go over to you. Can I go over this way? Here
we're
I
just
go.
We're just
I'm just trying it.
Little
trying,
technical
trying,
problems
trying.
Tonight, but
okay, here we go.
Nothing to worry about.
Okay. There you go, darling. Suck my nipple. Oh, yeah. Do me. Nice.
Get all the salt.
You got all the salt, baby. Now you get your drink. Good girl. Wow. Drank it all. But I didn't get any.
Yum.
So do I get to have some? Yum. I have to get some, too.
That's right? Like a Texas body shot we do back home.
Yeah? So do I get my...
Absolutely.
Skin. All right, so who's going to help you off with that corset?
I would be really happy to serve.
Yeah, you're right there with it.
Just unsnap, that's all you need to do. Right here. No, just on top there, they'll come undone.
Oh, she is she's ready to undo.
There you go, like the old boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, and I'll just pull it down.
She knows exactly how to do it. And we have some more large nipples
here.
Yeah,
you do.
We really do. We have...
We have boobage.
Quite some boobage. Absolutely. Absolubage. Look
They're
at
happy
that.
Happy to see you.
And
yes, they
I
are.
See they are. And the nipples are quite hard and ready. And do we have a measurement? Do we know how large these boobs are?
I'd say 32H for a handful. They fit my
32H?
Hands
just fine. So 32, because you are very slim all around.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
you're slim.
It's
32.
Like it's actually G, like G, aren't they big?
G aren't they big?
Yes.
Or H for a handful.
Absolutely.
And, okay. Nice. All right. Well, you're presenting
pretty
them both for me, so I think I'm going to have to salt.
Pretty big and ready, yeah.
You know, I'm going to have to salt two. Whoops. Now, this one is... not. Oh, here we go.
There we go.
And this one, I'm going to salt both of them because this one looks a little harder. Yeah, there we go.
Yes, this is the lazy one.
The lazy one. I gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
You gotta work on that one.
Here we go. Here we go. All right. So now, do I have to kneel? Do
kneel
I sit? I could sit here. Mm-hmm. No, I could sit right down here. Whoa! What is that? Interesting. A treasure chest. Okay, I am now getting comfortable in position to lick agua salt off of Dume's gigantic nipple. Oh my God, it's huge. Tasty. I'm gonna get a little closer here. Nice, okay. And this is the one that is a little more reluctant, lazy.
You gotta work it.
You like just soft lips or a little bite?
Yes.
Too hard?
That's good, yeah.
I'm biting pretty hard.
I know. Stop.
Oh, and I'm looking at the cross while I'm doing it. I feel very religious.
There you go.
Okay, and now I'm going to pull you over here. This one's the slut nipple.
Yes.
Definitely. Yummy. Delicious.
I don't think Jimmy. You can get any bigger. Look at that.
Well, you look excited. And you're wearing so many clothes. And you put your clothes back on.
Did I violate?
Yes. No. Definitely violated. Definitely. Don't you think?
I agree, yes.
You do. Now, he dominates you, but can you get your way with him somehow and get the shirt off again?
All I have to do is bat my eyes.
Bat your eyes?
Yes.
Wow. That's an interesting thing, eye batting. Is that considered dominant or submissive, I wonder?
No.
Eye batting.
It's a womanly, you know, charm that we have, I think.
We all do it.
Yeah.
We all do it, whether we're dominant or submissive. What would you say? You're a journalist.
Wiles.
Uh-huh. Nice. I like the way you got the T-shirt on under it.
I think Wiles are freely employed on both sides.
Wiles are employed all the time, yes. Now, what made you become a sex journalist? I mean, or did you become a journalist first and then get into sex?
No, I was a physical therapist.
A physical therapist?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, until my child was born and I was staying home with my daughter.
Mm.
And I met Steve Nelson.
Really?
On the internet, and he said, "You write well. Would you like to write an advice column?" And I thought, who better to advise the adult industry than a stay-at-home mom?
Right. You got to stay home and do something. So
yeah.
Writing is one thing you can
do.
So he was reading, like, your blogs?
We just got into a conversation. And I just started taking a look around. I had basically no involvement in the industry whatsoever at that point, apart from just being a nympho.
A nympho?
Yeah.
Are you also an exhibitionist?
Increasingly.
Well, why don't you take off all those clothes? Or some of them, anyway. You know, help her. Help. She needs help. She's got people on both sides. Look at that pretty bra. Let's look at that for a moment. Just a moment, though. That is a nice, pretty bra. It's totally see-through, black lace. Very nice, Milfy. Okay, and you could take it off, too. Yeah. Look at you. You're all sexy and everything. Big, beautiful eyes. And how come you don't show yourself? Look at that, and your pussy is right out there. Oh, my God. I say, take off your top, and she shows me this pussy.
Switchy.
You know, yeah, she's naughty. Uh-huh. And she's wearing sneakers like what are those? I thought they were.
I thought the rope.
Okay. I thought they looked like sneaker shoelaces, but they're high heels with sneaker shoelaces. Interesting. Or ropey shoelaces. Oh, they're rope like S&M. I'm so thick. Okay.
And she's flexible.
You are.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Definitely. Mm. Well. Terrific. So, and what have you got around your neck?
Oh, this is, I found this at Michael's Arts and Crafts.
Oh, I thought that was some kind of a significant thing. Okay. Well, I think we should have Steve come on and say hello. Can we have a microphone for him over there, maybe? Is that one working? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? You want to? Right. That way you can still stay there and maybe get your top off.
I can help.
Yeah. Hey, Steve. Test, test. Oh, he's not on yet. You're on. No, maybe that's not working. Mm-mm-mm.
Beautiful.
Oh, look at the... Oh, yeah, you can be coy now that... Oh. Pretty. Pretty mommy titties. Oh, here
Hello,
we go.
Hello, Dr. Susie.
Hi, Steve. Okay, you're going to share microphone. Okay. Well, yeah, you can dominate her. You know, just hold her and you talk. Mm. So this is
tiki.
Another one of your discoveries.
Yes, I was very fortunate to run into this lovely lady.
Yes. Well, Steve, you have always brought us lovely ladies over the years. We were discussing that over Twitter, weren't we? How
At first,
I thought you first brought Annie Boddy, but maybe she was just one of, well, she was the most dramatic character that you brought to the speakeasy, because Annie Boddy, you know, she became a regular and just squirted all over the place all the time.
Yeah, I remember catching some of that in my mouth.
Yes, female ejaculate tricks. Annie Boddy. By the way, we're going to have squirting here next week with Marcus London and a bunch of chickies.
Ah.
Yeah, including Liz Taylor. She's going to be here and going to see if he can make her squirt. I mean, he claims he can. I think his fingers are insured by Lloyd's of London or something like that.
He can.
He made you squirt.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. And he made you squirt, too.
Multiple times.
Wow.
Yes.
He's good with his fingers.
Elevator button.
Yeah. And have you ever tried, like, Axel Braun? Axel the G-Man?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. Mm, no. Well, I haven't experienced Marcus London. Axel Braun taught me to squirt for the first time. He was the first guy. Well, he didn't really teach me to squirt. He was the first guy to get me to squirt.
Mm.
And he and his father, Lossie Braun, and that was in, it was actually on New Year's Eve 2000. So talk about popping the bubbly.
Mm.
Yeah. But he kind of did it to me, sort of
do me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, but Deborah Sundahl taught me how to do it myself, taught me how to do it whenever I want. So they both really contributed.
We'll see what Marcus has to contribute next week.
But you ladies apparently think he has a lot to contribute to the squirting world.
Yes,
that microphone is working now. So so Steve is running around to get his own microphone. So now you can talk too. Yes. So, okay, but you want to still stay there. Okay, that's good. You don't want to sit next to Max? Is there something wrong with my husband?
No, there's nothing wrong with Max, but I prefer being next to this lady here.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. But we figured out that you actually had met me in 2000, perhaps, at our first Eros Day, when you brought Adeja, was that her name? Adeja and Tyler Wood, who celebrated our first Eros Day with Terry Weigel. Right.
That's right. Terry and Merle were there.
Yeah, Terry and Merle.
Wasn't Ginger Lynn there at that
No,
one
not
also?
That time. No. Ginger Lynn was at the speakeasy the night that the LAPD was also our co-stars.
Oh.
Yes, the LAPD came in. They loved Ginger Lynn, and they thought, we got to be here for Ginger Lynn. And then they got sued, and I got a nice settlement and created the speakeasy. So it all turns out good. You know, it's a beautiful thing. So so we've just enjoyed Steve and all his lovely ladies over the years. This is the first time you've brought us a journalist.
Well, She didn't start out as a journalist, but you can see talent in this one.
Yes.
And she's a great writer.
Yes.
She puts her heart in everything she does.
I can see that. Her heart is on her sleeve, even without wearing sleeves. Maybe it's on your bra. Yeah, your heart comes through your eyes. You've got these big expressive eyes. Right. And you know, it's very strange, but you don't have any pictures of you on the web where you can see your pretty face. Is that because you're a mom and you're worried about being recognized?
No, they're out there. I just haven't been photographed that much. I'm tremendously, horrifically camera shy.
Well, that's changing tonight.
Indeed. Well, I did shoot a couple of scenes with, you were there for with our friend Debbie Diamond.
Yes.
I just had to see what it was like.
You have to talk into the microphone.
It was a great deal of fun.
Yeah, what did you do in your scene?
I just watched one for the first time the other day. I did a lot of things.
Debbie and she ravaged Marcus London.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You ravaged Marcus London?
Yeah, that was my first scene. That was really wonderful. Yeah, she gave him, I'm a Britophile, and she brought him on as a gift to me.
He's a Brit. And did he finger you with his magic touch and make you squirt?
He did indeed.
And how did you ravage him?
I was looking back over one of the scenes and noticed Debbie holding my hair, fucking my face with Marcus's cock. Particularly notable thing that keeps happening, she and I have shot a few scenes together, is she will fuck somebody and then I'll lick all the Debbie off of them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So did you actually, like, sit on his cock or anything like that?
Oh, yes,
you
absolutely.
Did he make you squirt with his cock, too?
No, with his hand, and I think with his cock and Debbie's foot and just all sorts of things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, but he made you squirt with his cock. Is that right, Dume?
Several times.
Several times?
Several times.
And how did that work?
It worked really well.
Had you squirted before?
Yes. Yes, I'm a big squirter.
You are a big squirter.
Yeah.
When's the first time you squirted?
Years ago, first time with my husband, and I thought, what the hell was that?
Was it with his cock or with his finger?
Cock.
With his cock.
In my ass, yeah.
His cock in your ass made you squirt from your pussy?
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow. That's
so I was really afraid. I was like, I didn't know what happened. I tried talking to my girlfriends about it, and they kept saying, well, I squirt. And I'm like, no, I mean, like, really squirt, like projectile squirt.
Projectile squirt.
And they kept telling me, yeah, they did, but they didn't squirt like I squirted. And
really?
I was really afraid for a long time.
Mm. And have you've got movies of yourself squirting out there?
Oh, I have one with Marcus London. Yes.
And do you squirt from masturbation?
I can.
You can. What do you do to squirt from masturbation?
Just mostly fingers, vibrator, Big glass toy works. Yeah.
Big glass toy. Right. Big glass toy.
Big glass toy, yeah.
What about
those things?
A toy like this? Mm. You know what this toy is? You can look up into your pussy with this toy. Mm. Now maybe this is not the right shape for you.
Yeah.
Then there's this one. This is the goddess.
They look interesting.
These are by Ray Serino.
Absolutely.
And I have, what else do I have here? This is a curved one.
That's kind of about like mine,
Simulator.
That's kind of like mine.
All right. Well, you know, if you need it, it's here.
Okay.
And you also squirt from masturbating?
I do now.
Yeah.
Initially, I kind of arrived at that through deep throating. It's still
really?
Just
have you
instantly
squirted with Steve Nelson yet?
Have I?
I don't know.
Oh, you would
the
know.
The day ain't over yet.
You would know.
Yeah, the day's not over yet.
You were at AdultCon today.
Yes, yes.
How did that go?
It went just fine.
Just fine?
It went just fine.
It's a convention.
Fun was had by all.
Oh,
yeah. I got to see the beautiful Liz Taylor.
Ah, yes, she's coming here next week, too. Yeah.
She's a very special person.
Liz Taylor and Charlie Ann are coming here next week, and of course, Marcus Fingers London. all right. Well, now you have a young lady here also, I understand. Her name is I'm Guilty.
Mea Culpa.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Where is she? Mea Culpa.
Who's my girl?
There she is. She's a birthday girl.
Hi.
Mea Culpa. Oh, what a name to have when your birthday's on 9/11. You know, I really don't know if that's wise to have that name on when your birthday. Poor Mia's got a birthday on 9/11.
You know what? I think it's just because, like, I make it hot and the sirens like to come. Ambulances, you know how I do.
I do.
So I might get hurt.
Okay, well, I've got a present for you.
Oh, my goodness.
A little present.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's so wonderful. It's so sweet. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Dr. Susie.
You're welcome. I mean, I hope it all fits. I think it'll, some of it doesn't matter, but there's the little crown.
Oh, my God, I got a tiara.
You got a tiara. Yeah, that'll fit,
yes,
right?
Yes, Dr. Susie.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
say something, but can I just say something?
Yeah, just put it on first. Help her with that.
Somebody help me with this one. Then I have to say how wonderful.
Put that
you
on.
Are because,
okay, and then
you're awesome.
Say how wonderful I am.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do it with the
do it with
thing.
The crown on. Yeah,
oh
I think I would rather have a queen telling me how wonderful I am than a mere
sweetest thing ever.
Peasant. So get that crown on, and she is queen, birthday girl, Mea Culpa.
Put it over the headphones.
Yeah. It's all her fault. Right.
Oh no, but I can't hear.
No. You got to keep that on.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
There, that's good.
All right.
That's good. You
got to
keep the headphones on. This is radio. Okay, and
it's good.
There she is, the birthday girl, and it's a little bit askew, but you know, are you drinking
like
agua? Would you like some agua? That will make it appropriately askew. All right,
you
and your birthday drink is here, and now you can make your speech.
Okay.
Before you get too drunk, so they will say, oh, well, she was just drunk.
Well, Dr. Susie, let's just say maybe a couple arrow stays away. I'm not even going to say how many because, you know, no comments. However, a very beautiful, very sexy woman who could have been your sister or, you know, your younger sister or somebody who was your exact twin did something to me on arrow stay on camera, but I was a different girl back then, and I remembered it, and I'm a different girl now, and... Yeah, I just wanted to say that.
So, wait a second. Let me translate here. So you were here,
not
speakeasy location.
Yes,
on Eros Day.
I was.
Eros Day. Yes, that's why we carry the fan, just in case someone's going to talk about Eros Day, which is in January. And this year, this coming year, on 2011, will be on January 22nd. So make your reservations now. Eros Day is the holiday of the planetoid Eros coming closest to Earth, celebrating the great god Eros of love, lust, and life itself. So you were at an Eros Day. What year?
No comments.
Come on. What do you mean?
Honestly, I don't remember. I really don't.
Oh, okay.
But I do remember you because you made quite an impression.
I did.
You did.
I did.
You had,
and
like,
I've
one
been
of these...
at every Aerostay, so that doesn't help me. Okay. So you were at Aerostay, and somebody did what?
Somebody had this tongue kind of vibrator thing.
A tongue vibrator.
And somebody who.
Somehow I think that was 2006. Annie Body was Venus that year, I think, perhaps.
I believe it might have been.
Was I in pink?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was 2006.
And somebody put that on my giny, and I had a nice orgasm on camera.
With a vibrating tongue.
Yes.
Right.
It was a great Eros Day.
It was, and it is, and it will be. And you're going to be at Eros Day this year, right?
Oh, of course.
Because you're an L.A. girl, right?
I am.
Because there's a lot of people here from out of town. But you are an Angeleno.
I am an Angeleno.
And so you say that was a different life. So what were you doing then, back in 06 or whenever that was?
Goodness, I've been around. I've experienced Los Angeles from different aspects.
Well, I mean, what were you in? Banking or
I was in school.
You
were
in school? Oh my God! But you were over 18, right?
Yes. Oh,
okay. Good. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
just
make sure.
You're breaking up, Susie.
I'm breaking up. I've got to be over here. Okay. So now, You have agua salt here. And would you like to lick it off of some boobs or something?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, want to lick it off
that
of...
That is a really nice rack. This is
a nice
Can
rack.
I provide the boobies?
Yeah, here you go.
Please do.
Okay,
oh
here we
can
go.
Can I? Can I just, like...
Absolutely.
Wait, let me just...
If you lick it, then the salt will stay. It will come. You lick it.
It's ready to lick it.
Where's another one of these little things? Because right this... Okay, give me that one. Whoa!
There we go.
Oh.
I knew I would get it shaken
Woo.
Out. Whoa! Now
she's gone.
She doesn't care that it's so salty. She loves it. Mmm, what a sensuous suck that is. Very sensuous suck.
Mm. All right.
Happy
Good.
Birthday!
Thank you
Mia
so
Culpa.
Much. It's so yes. sweet.
Yeah, definitely the birthday girl.
Yes, happy to you.
Oh, thank you.
Mm. Yeah, I think you'd love someone
really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
She's good at it, huh? And she's doing the already yeah. slutty nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it's ready.
So now you're entering the sex industry in a more formal way since you were broken in on an aerostay a few years ago.
That's correct.
And what brings you into this sordid Sodom and Gomorrah?
Well, I was a Catholic schoolgirl.
Another Catholic schoolgirl.
Oh, oh my naked God. People over here. Hello.
Yeah, well, half naked. Getting there, yeah. Actually, you know, before you tell us your story, why don't you take off your top?
Done, okay. I'm done.
Yeah, can you hold her microphone for a second there? I know you're dominant, but
no,
it's sure. it's a worthy cause. Right, okay. Thank you. Mm-mm, da-na-da, oh, yes. Take off that Victoria's Secret. Beautiful boobs. Look at them.
Thank you.
They're so lovely. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Lovely boobage there.
Wonderful.
Okay, now you look so relaxed.
Very nice.
Yeah,
kinda
very
am.
Relaxed. Mm-hmm. You look like you'd like another lick of salt or something.
Can I do the other one?
The lazy one. You got to work
yeah,
on
the
it.
Lazy one. Okay, she doesn't even need the salt now, you notice. She had quite a bit of salt from the other one. So now we're just getting into pure suckage. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Sorry.
Very impressive.
What a way to celebrate a birthday.
How do you think she's doing? You are a man-eating expert. Now, she's actually eating a woman. But
I'm also an expert at eating women too.
Okay, so you are also a woman eater.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Okay.
But from the back, it looked great. She had the great head movement, and it really seemed like she was enjoying it. I think it's a great way to celebrate her birthday, actually.
That's a key to enjoy, you know, sex and your birthday.
You have nice nipples.
Oh, thank would you like to have,
you have
some
great
of
nipples
hers?
Yourself?
I mean, you know, I think she should have a little more salt. You know.
Actually, can I put some salt on hers? How about
yeah, salt it all up. Salt up. Salty
I
nipples.
I love you, Dr. Susie.
It's salty nipple night. Yeah, I love you too, Mia Culpa, because everything is your fault. You know, so often people tell me it's my fault, so I'm glad to blame someone else who has actually taken a name for that precise purpose. Yes, very good. Mm. Okay, so yeah, look at Mia just laying back like a queen and with her crown on, laying back with her crown. Yes, just lay back. Just you look really nice like that. Just lay back. There we go. Salt up those nipples. Mmm. Look at that. Oh yes. Maybe give her your. Yours is a little stiff. There's one of them is not. Yeah, there you go. That one's good. Okay, you got plenty of salt. Lean back. Yes, that's good. And let yourself be a meal for these hungry women. Yes, they're hungry. They're man and woman eating, and they're sucking you up because you are the birthday cake. You are the birthday girl and the ice cream. Well, the warm cream.
I feel like
yummy. Yeah, you're having a nipplegasm. Go ahead. Have it. Have that nipplegasm. Yeah. Go for it, girl. Have that nipplegasm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And goddess.
Goddess is
Whoa, you're losing
goddesses.
Your crown. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my. Hi.
Yeah,
thank you.
There you go.
Thanks, that was fun.
Oh, that was great. Okay,
yeah.
Let's hear it for the birthday girl.
Oh, thank you so
and
much, Dr.
the
Susie.
Woman eaters. Oh. Yes.
How do you?
You feeling
Cheers.
Good?
I feel great.
Feeling birthday?
Very birthday.
Yeah.
And my birthday suit. Great.
You want to be in your birthday suit?
Oh, well, no, I like these jeans, the apple bottom jeans.
You do? Yeah. What, are you on your period or something?
No, they make
terrible.
Your booty look, they make your booty look really big.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah,
they do?
You know?
Yeah. Oh, they make your booty. Oh, right. They up the oomph. Yeah. And, okay. Yeah. All right. I know. I'm nasty. Okay. So, booty look big. Okay. So, you know what? We're supposed to also have Mr. Hammer, Jack.
Jack Hammer.
Jack Hammer. Where?
You know,
Jack
rock out
Hammer.
With your cock out.
Yeah. Come on over there.
Well, I like that.
Yeah, yeah, we need a cock out here. I mean, you know, and maybe one of the ladies will worship it. Okay, but don't go anywhere with
birthday.
Those. With
yeah,
your,
it's her
your birthday.
Birthday.
It's your birthday.
It's her birthday.
Come on in here.
I'm gonna sit on his lap.
Yeah, you can sit on his lap. Okay, okay. He could loosen up his jacket for that. Very good. All right. There you go. You got the birthday girl on your lap. How you doing, Mr. Hammer?
All right. How you doing?
Good. You drove a long way down here.
Sure
did you sleep at all?
A little bit.
You got to talk right into the microphone.
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a phallic object, but it's still.
I'm not scared of those.
Oh, okay. Good for you. Yeah, because all of our microphones are phallic, except my little baby one here, you know. I like little ones, too. So, how did you like your accommodations at the speakeasy?
It was good. I was tired because I just went to Burning Man last week, so.
Oh, my. You are
like
on
my
the
first
go.
Week. Yeah.
You are.
I'm
wow.
trying to be.
Yeah, so you only slept a few hours, but then you went to AdultCon, and now you're here, and you got a birthday girl on your lap, a half-naked birthday girl with half-naked girls all around, and how you doing?
I'm doing great. I
yeah.
can't complain.
You
got to
share it
places.
A little bit with this guy over here, but, you know, he's all the way on
I
the other side
sure.
there.
I could so. Tie them all up, and then we could just take it.
You could tie them all up. I have a cage.
I do. Rope.
You have some rope. You know, we could
have rope.
We could have a good time with that, you know. Yeah. You got rope. Are you now I understand that you might have learned some rope tying before you got into the whole B&D thing. Did you
a
learn?
Little bit. I kind of just
you like a Boy
myself,
Scout or something or
no, I was in the Marines for 8 years.
Marines. It's a Boy Scout thing, right?
No, Marines no. Yeah. Big difference.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you were in the Marines.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really tough. You must be a tough guy.
I'm a nice guy.
You're a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
very
you
nice.
Know, there's some Marines that are nice. I've known some nice Marines. A few. Count them on one hand. No.
Feeling proud.
No, I've known some Marines. That Marines go back and forth to different extremes. I knew one guy. I didn't really think he was a Marine. He was a real jerk. But he said he was a Marine.
He was a Marine.
He played a lot of video games. He was a jerk, and that means he was a Marine?
Maybe, sometimes.
You think a lot of Marines are jerks?
Some of them.
What do you think about sexuality of Marines? I mean, what do you think Marine...
I can't speak for all Marines, just myself.
Okay, speak for yourself, Jack.
Well, I'm bi, so...
Yeah,
so
were you bi in the Marines?
Yeah.
Yeah? Don't ask, don't tell. They threw it
no,
out.
No, I just didn't...
You didn't know
it? Was just... Well, I knew it.
Oh,
I knew it ever since I was a teenager.
Oh, okay.
But just, never... Nothing happened, never tried anything.
You were too busy?
Oh, yeah, always busy.
Uh-huh. Were you deployed?
I was in Desert Storm.
You were in Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And what about, did you leave before 9/11?
No, I was in from 85 to 93.
85 to 93. Okay, so that's way before 9/11. Boy, yeah. You're kind of young. Look,
I'm 44.
Guy.
Black don't crack.
Really? What is that black don't age? What was that?
I said black don't crack.
Black don't crack. What is that? Yeah, there's something to that. That sounds very racist. I'm glad you said that.
It's true. I thought I would say it.
You know.
I can't offend anybody today
because it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
It's your fault anyway. Right. Wow. So you're 44. Very good. Okay. It is 9/11, you know, and
oh, yeah.
And I believe in celebrating sexual freedom at a time when, you know, we want to remember what's good about America. And today, I think because so many Americans died today in an attack that we're not sure what it really was. I mean, we still don't know what happened.
Oh, there you go.
You think it was planned,
oh,
yeah.
Of course, absolutely.
Okay, and he's a Marine, so he should know.
Absolutely.
I'm glad he said that. I'm glad you're doing the black stuff and you're doing the conspiracy stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, okay, a Marine said it, and And so, you know, we also have our suspicions of this sort of thing. But nevertheless, a lot of people died, a lot of Americans, and they weren't all stockbrokers. Some of them were people working in cafeterias, and it was a tough time. It was a terrible time.
No CIA people died.
Yeah. And certain
That's
people took advantage of the situation, whether it was planned or not.
Right.
You know, we think it probably was. But even if it wasn't, certain people, like the one who was El Presidente, took advantage of the situation to send a lot of other people into wars that had nothing to do with the situation.
Yeah.
But in any case, a lot of people died, and so we want to honor them by celebrating sexual freedom. That's what we do here.
We want to honor all the people that died. We also want to bring our troops home.
Yes, we do. Bring our troops home, baby.
Bring them home.
Absolutely.
So we can have
bring
sex
our
with
great
them.
Troops home.
Goddamn
right.
Yeah. Actually, I was for a while.
Oh, yeah. You had sex with Marines?
Well, no. My second ex-wife is in the Marines now. She just came back from Iraq not too long ago.
Oh, really?
So, wow.
Oh, I see. But you didn't have sex with guys in the Marines?
No.
No.
Huh. Not till after.
You held yourself back. I mean, were you, because you was afraid of getting in trouble?
No, just didn't mean
anything. Busy?
Just didn't mean anything. I'm busy.
Uh-huh.
Just didn't mean
anything. And young?
Yeah, I was young. Yeah, I was young then.
Yeah.
That was my 20s.
So you got some titty in your hand. You're tugging on it. And look at her. She's really enjoying it. She's got a big birthday girl smile.
She's going to get to dom me, so, you know.
You think you're going to get to dom him because it's your birthday, huh?
No, just because she thinks she can do that. It's not going to happen.
I always get my way. I'm a dom. And he thinks he's a dom.
You're a dom.
Well,
you're a birthday girl.
You know?
Too young to dom.
Jackhammer.
Yeah, I'm going to hammer you, all right?
You're going to hammer me?
Oh, yes. Famous.
Or
first
he may get hammered.
Yeah. Well, would you like to get hammered with a little agua here?
No, okay. Tequila and I don't do too well.
This is not tequila,
actually.
It's agua. It's made from the coca leaf. It's only a style of drinking similar to tequila.
Try a little bit then.
Just a small bit. Let's see. Do I have another shot glass? That is the question. Which shot glass would you not mind sharing?
You're going to
be kissing.
So I don't care.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Here's it.
I'll try this right then.
Yeah. You're going
to.
Oh, you're just going to have that one? Okay, but the key is the salt here.
Absolutely.
Energy salt.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Here's some salt. Okay, so you have to salt up the boobies. Or the booty. Either the boobies or the booty, you know.
Sorry,
nobody's been licking off of any. Asses tonight. Are you having a good time? You have a big smile on your face.
I'm having a great time.
Dares.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do I only see one of your beautiful boobs?
Yes.
I think I have to see the other one.
I'm such a tease.
You are. Uh-huh.
Yes.
I like that. That's good. It's good to tease.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty salty. Yeah, and it's good. It's actually kind of light. It doesn't really get you hammered. But
not until you try to stand up, huh?
That's why I keep standing up.
Like kamikaze.
Well, if you drink enough of anything, you know, it's gonna take you down.
Dr. Susie, I wonder if Nick wouldn't mind taking one off my ass, though.
I wonder if he would. I would really like that, actually. If he would.
I wouldn't
like
mind at all.
Okay. I'm glad. We're all so polite. This is great. Okay. Well, you've got the salt, and you've got the butt, the ass, and all the equipment.
She got some ass. Yeah.
All right.
Can I do it, too?
The birthday girl wants to do it, too, and she it's her birthday. It's your birthday.
I say 2-for-1 is always great with me.
Yeah, 2-for-1 is good with you.
Sound like the dollar store.
Okay. Yeah.
No dollar store, baby.
2-for-1, it's important in these tough economic times. It's true. We got to get 2-for-1.
Dr. Susie?
Yes.
Would you like to fill her up?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I just need to reach over there and, you got to get this, you guys. It's a great icebreaker. Well, I think I fill her up with you. Yeah, that's right.
Even Neiman Marcus has 2-for-1 these days.
A tester. You got it going on. Okay, so now, here we go. The beautiful major ass of Damali Dares is now taking two licks. we've got two major streaks of agua salt.
I need some
down her ass.
Oh, you need some refill.
Oh, you need some agua. Okay. Well, we don't need a glass. We actually have the glass. And the birthday girl, Mia Culpa, who has a wonderful name.
It's my favorite Enigma song.
Yeah. There you go. Right. And she's licking the ass of Damali Dares. There's quite a bit of salt on there. This is what you call, it's like a ski slope. And their tongue is the skier, you know, and they are definitely.
Oh, wait.
Soulja Boys. We never explain Cat Stacks. Cat Stacks she's a phenomenon. She just made a video with Soulja Boy where she shows a bunch of coke on his dresser. Of course, it could be baby powder. Who the hell knows? It's not necessarily coke. But
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It could be agua powder. Actually, that's what it could be on his dresser.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah, yeah. Damali's nodding like, yeah. Oh, she's getting... How are they doing with that licking?
Great, they're
really licking right up there. Mm.
I'm loving it.
Can you tell the difference? Who's the girl tongue and who's the guy tongue? Tell me about the difference. What's the difference?
Hers is more gentle, so the touch is a little more aggressive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they both feel great.
They are great. Okay,
yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Yeah, they both feel great. It's a good combination, you know.
Yeah.
You don't get bored with, you know, a girl and a guy licking you. You go from one to the other and down the hatch.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And Michael, what were you bringing over there? Is this a shirt or something? Did you win a shirt?
I was speaking to the Marines. I was down at Camp Pendleton. Right.
Oh, you got to talk into a microphone.
Oh.
Just.
Oh, hi, Susie. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Michael.
I was just inspired. You were talking to Jack about him being a Marine. Well, I was actually, ironically, down at Camp Pendleton this morning, ran the half marathon down there, the Heartbreak Ridge half marathon in honor of our troops.
Heartbreak Ridge.
And everybody on 9/11, yeah. And it was out back at Camp Pendleton right up there. John Bassalone Drive, our great Marine for World War II, as Jack Hammer knows so well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, hoorah to our troops, and very cool people, you know. It was very good.
Yeah, what is it about the military that spawns so many sex perverts, you know, in a good way?
I think they got game, you know.
Sex,
I don't know. And I have to say one thing. A lot of the military women were looking good out there on the course, too, I got to say.
Huh?
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Do we still have these callers on the line? Should we talk to them? Let's see. Mike Simmons. We've got to talk to him. Yeah, let's talk to Mike. Let's bring Mike up here. Oh, we need a microphone. Okay. Well, you guys are happening here. Yeah. Wow. I'm enjoying all of this making out and heavy petting right here. And is Mike coming up here? Mike? Our fetish director who is now bringing us the Fetish Film Festival. And we're bringing you boobs. Oh, yeah, Jack, is he squeezing it hard, Mia?
My nipples are really sensitive today.
Your nipples are what?
Really sensitive.
Sensitive.
It feels really good.
It feels good, okay. I never know exactly what sensitive means. Sometimes it... Yeah, okay, so you're it's sensitive in a good way.
He has a bad streak, so he likes it.
Okay, so we have to have someone sacrifice a microphone? What do we... We need a microphone. We need a microphone. Okay, everyone is such exhibitionists here. They do not want to give up their position of exposure. But here he comes with a hat, which is very appropriate for this show. I'm glad you show your respects and wear a hat. Now, well, okay.
Does he have a microphone?
That you have to take it off for this. And now Grace is wearing the hat. Very nice. You should wear a fedora, Grace. It looks good on you. Except that one's a little big for you. And here is Michael Simmons. And Michael is the director of American Fetish.
Hi.
American Fetish is a very beautiful movie with a lot of legs and boobs and stockings and whipping. And fetishes. So, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Susie.
So we've been tweeting back and forth just a bit, and you put out this movie. It's out. It's in. It's great. And you're also going to do a fetish film festival, right?
Yeah, what I did, I've been thinking about this for a couple of years, and I felt that L.A., Los Angeles, the West Coast deserved a fetish film festival, and I was actually very surprised that no one had come up with this.
Yes.
And I don't think it's a unique idea, but I think it's an idea that should have been done for years. And so I approached some club promoters who had done Fetish Nation in Hell and pitched and proposed the idea, and they absolutely loved it. This was about 4 months ago, and there was a lot of work involved. Mm. But what we decided to do in our first year, because we're growing and we're open and we just wanted to explore it. If it goes well in 2010, we'll go 2011 and on, because one of my partners called this the 2010 is the beginning of the decade of fetish, okay? And what we're doing is accepting shorts on film or digital video from 3 to 8 minutes long that we want themed in fetish.
In fetish.
Fetish.
How about like a big boob fetish? You could do that. Yeah. Dumais has got the big boob fetish going on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think anything can be a fetish if you're really into it. Like in a crazy way, right?
Exactly. That issue, actually, Doctor, and I think you're an expert on this probably more than me, is that fetish can be extremely subjective.
Yes, and since I am such an expert, I believe I am going to be a judge. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm going to get to judge all of you fetish stars.
The Los Angeles Fetish Film Festival has the honor of Dr. Susan Block becoming one of the judges.
Do I get to spank the bad ones?
Yes, and we already know a couple of the bad ones, and they're like coming over tomorrow.
All right. Asses will, up in the air.
I will make sure there's a couple of bad ones, maybe a dozen bad ones. But no, we're honored to have you on board as one of the judges, simply because we are looking for very diverse definition of what is fetish. Mm. We're trying to keep a very open mind to it, and it doesn't necessarily have to be totally erotically driven, because that's sort of the popular definition of it. But we have you as a judge, Master Liam, Alejandro Guerrero, who's an up-and-coming great female photographer.
And Master Liam is here tonight. Hi, Master Liam. You can come over and say hello.
Say hello.
Hello,
hey, Master Liam, we're going to be judges.
Thank you.
We get to spank the bad ones.
Yeah, he is an expert at spanking.
Oh, and he's got a slave already. Was she a bad one?
Yes, she actually tried to submit a project in the format of a tortilla.
Oh. And wow. Well, that definitely deserves some nipple clamping and spanking there. Yeah. She's got the nipples already, too.
But we think she planned this, which was odd. This was not... anyway.
What is that face guard thing? What is that?
Well, a lot of people like to use collars. I like, but subs talk so much, so I just like to...
This is a gag collar leash
thing.
Gag collar
leash, yeah.
Wow, that's quite a combo. That's impressive, definitely. Mm.
Can she moan
or anything? Can we hear anything? Okay, that's not bad. Okay. What's her name?
Little Miss Audrey.
Little Miss Audrey.
Yes.
Little Miss Audrey, you're doing a great job.
That's little,
and she's wearing the little checked skirt of the Catholic school girl, which is a theme tonight, definitely.
It seems to be.
Definitely
so
a theme. The religion thing is definitely a theme. What religion did you grow up with, Master Liam?
What religion
yes.
did I grow up
what
with?
Religion?
Hinduism. My mother was from India, and my father is Roman Catholic, so a little bit of both. So,
really?
Yeah, in my household, we would... Omen or something.
Yeah, Omen.
You grew up with a lot of curry, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. A lot of curry.
Well, they have a lot of, tantra in among Hindus, but some of them are very conservative. There's a wide gamut, right?
Well, there's a huge cow fetish in
yeah,
that culture.
That's true. There is. They don't have sex with cows, but they won't eat them,
No, it's a serious fetish,
right.
And that's why... Like, we love having you coming on board, because we really wanted to...
What do I have to do with cows?
But Michael,
no.
Can't they eat them? They can eat roadkill, right? Roadkill?
Oh, well, if the cow dies in the road. Yeah. Oh, that's gross,
well,
Max.
Yeah, see,
come on.
Sorry.
No, my brother in Texas owns Roadkill Pizza, so I might as well pitch
what
that.
What religion did you grow up with, Michael?
It was sort
Catholic?
Of a... this is kind of bizarre.
Didn't do you much good.
No, I think we grew up a Protestant.
Protestant?
And my dad was an engineer with Shell Oil.
Ah, that was the religion.
No, but
oil.
When, no, when they started to teach us in Bible school that the world started 5,000 years ago, and my dad is pumping oil out of the ground from 60 million years ago.
Oh, wow.
That's
yeah.
when they pulled us out.
That
yeah.
made you crack, yeah.
No, I went more into metaphysics and, you know, just far more of an open mind. And I honestly feel most people don't have any idea of what really is out there.
No, but religion helps to form our fetishes.
Oh.
Our religions always help to form our fetishes.
A very good friend of mine recently is a Catholic who is got the most oddest fetishes. She's 31, very successful, but she's hooked into these very bizarre fetishes, kind of surrounded by the Catholic Church, and I haven't met anybody like this in like 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, very unique. I think
what
we're
is
gonna,
her fetish? What are some of her
fetishes? She totally enjoys being a sub.
Okay.
Being put in a mask. Classic sub stuff,
okay.
But we're going to bring her in.
Liam can take care of her.
Yeah, yes. We're going to bring her in on the 25th and explore a little bit more.
All right, the 25th. Yes, you're coming back. That's next week's going to be squirting, and the week after that is fetish. And
where, Michael, can they find out about the
okay,
festival?
Okay, we've got it's on www.losangelesfetishfilmfestival.com. Plus, if you go to Dr. Susan Block's site, you will find links to that. And we are looking for 3 to 8 minute shorts, fetish themed.
That's not boxers.
That was pretty good. Anyway. And
only Speedos.
It's wide open to whatever you want to enter. And our whole thing is two words. Think art. Think art. We're really looking for
erotic
unique erotic art visions.
Right. We're talking film festival here, not just jerk-off material. Although, you know, if
although
it helps you jerk off, that's all
well, we're going to put it all on a DVD so you can. But
yeah, right. And you can just keep rewinding your favorite parts.
And
yeah.
The festival is going to be, the deadline is somewhere around Thanksgiving, the extended deadline. And on December 4th is going to be an awards and finalist ceremony and then a big, gigantic party.
A party?
Party in Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
That'll go till 4 in the morning, and okay. We're just going to go crazy.
All right. So. Well, we will go crazy with you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Michael. And let's see. We've got a few more minutes. Do we still have the caller, David?
I don't know. We've got a couple of people here.
Let's see who they are. Let's just round them off there. Okay. We haven't even given out the number, but it's 1-866-289-7068.
I'm also having some...
And it looks like David is on line 2. Let's see if he's there.
There's nobody on line 2. There's someone on line... I mean, I'm just going to pick up.
Just pick him up. Let's see. It says David, line 2, but...
Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello? Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Okay.
And... Oh, yeah.
Hello? You're on the air. Hello? Hello? Come in. You're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Who's on line 1? Anybody know who's on line 1?
Hello?
Who's taking the phones? Is Linda? Linda, are you on the phones there? Who's on line? Who are on these lines? The phones are not being exactly handled right now, but we don't know who they are. Okay, well, I guess we'll leave them to their own devices.
Put them on hold anyway.
Yeah, put them on hold because they don't know who they are. They don't know. They're not ready. And so we're back to us.
Let's get some.
Let's promote ourselves.
Let's
talk about us.
Promotional.
Where may we do you? Where may we at least cyber do you?
You can do me. You can do me here. Do me there. Do me anywhere.
You're so sexy. So where can we find you?
You can find me at dumaylive.com.
So Dumay Live. And how do you spell that?
DEAUXMALIVE.com.
Yeah, and what do you do? do? What do you do on there?
Well, like I could do him and do her and her and him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's you just there. Do it's all
kinds. Just no animals. Just no animals.
No animals. Anything else, you know. Humans and yes. machines. Mm-hmm. How about our...
Well, have you ever, consider
have
pussies?
You ever done a, have you ever done
I do pussies.
I said humans.
Pussies, but not cats.
No, no, yes. no. Okay, how about monkey rockers?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
You ever done a monkey rocker?
I don't know what a monkey rocker is.
Can you
it's not in my Catholic handbook.
I can show you Monkey Rocker right after the show. Monkey Alrighty. Rockers Woo! Are fabulous. Okay, Monkey Rocker is the way to have a sex machine with no electricity. You know, if we have another 9/11 in this building and all the electricity goes out, but we're still alive, we can still ride our Monkey Rocker.
That's Please so show cool. us.
Definitely okay. need to show me.
Okay, and Molly Dares, where do we find you?
You can find me at DamaliXDares.com or ManEatersXXX.com, and that's DamaliXDares.com or ManEaters, ManEatersXXX.com, and that's Damali Explosive with 3 X's.
Wow. Okay, you got that down, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Nick Swagger is the man behind the man eater. Is that what, or do you have your own site or what?
I'm behind the man eater.
You're the man behind the man eater.
And I also guess. Have my own site.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah. What is that?
It's coming soon. It's Nick Swagger, NickSwagger.com.
All right. And we'll watch you swagger.
And we're
okay, and so let's see. So birthday girl, do you have a site yet?
I do. I have a website. I'm an awesome web designer. www.miaculpa.
Talk into the microphone there.
Like, www.mia yeah. M-I-A, culpa C-U-L-P-A, X-X-X, triple X, .com.
Yeah, get that.
And follow me on Twitter, miaculpa, X-X-X.com. I'm shooting with Mike John this week, which is awesome. And
look what you got for your birthday.
I love you, Dr. Susie. You were like, I want to just make you happy for the rest of orgasm.
For the rest
pleasure.
Of my life?
No, well, okay. yeah. But then I realized I'd be
that much longer.
No,
go ahead.
No.
For the rest of my life.
Oh, how about for the rest of the night? It'll be your night. I
for
can
the
just
rest
pleasure.
Of, well, yeah, you're making me happy. Yeah, you're making me happy, girl. You're making me happy. Yeah.
And
Jack Hammer, do you
yes,
have
she
a...
Yes, yes, she is.
A site or a something? You have
I
a
have
Twitter?
A website, but, yeah. I have a Twitter, JackHammer2009. And
That's Jack underscore Hammer, because right. Hammer, there's a guy named Jack Hammer
oh,
that
no,
isn't
I'm
you.
Oh, no, I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
And I'm all over kink.com's website and kickass.com.
Kickass. Yeah. I thought you just spanked asses. You actually kick them?
When I'm in a cage fighting.
Oh, you're like...
I do
boxer?
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, cool. All right.
I do.
You can do that with Michael. Yeah.
Mm. But I mostly shoot for kink.com.
Kink.com. Hey, now that's a cool place.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
we don't have time to talk about it. But they like get funded by the government. Right?
Something like that, I think.
Oh, we're not supposed to talk about that? It's 9/11. God bless America. Yeah, they sponsor kink.com. I'm talking about it. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Some people have protested about that,
you
but I
minutes,
think that's totally
two minutes,
cool.
2 minutes.
I mean, you know, if they fund all these religious groups, why shouldn't they fund kink.com?
That's right.
You know? I mean, because this is the alternative to religion, is to practice your sex as recreation right now. Steve Nelson, come on here. Let's talk about adult industry news and what happened to Tiki.
Tiki is back there somewhere.
Is she having sex?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll have to check on
adult
that.
Adult Industry News. Where do
yes.
we find you?
AINEWS.com, Adult Industry News.
Okay, that's simple enough. And also on Twitter, A-I-N, what is it?
A-I-N-E-W-S.
Okay, and Tiki Pavel, here you are. We're ending the show now. This is the formal part of the broadcast. Okay, and we have all these callers suddenly that we didn't have. See?
No,
okay.
we had to go. They've been on
We
hold.
Don't have time for them. Okay, and so Tiki.
Yes, ma'am.
Tweet us.
Well, do you have a website to promote? We're ending the show.
Oh, indeed. AINEWS.com, of course.
Well, and we did that
Radio
already.
Dentata.
Okay.
And
Radio
Pipeline
Dentata.
Media.
We had Radio Dentata on the phone.
Yeah,
she's from Massachusetts.
Yeah. Frankie
yeah.
spoke very highly of you. Yeah.
Really?
And of,
well, she
and of course, Pipeline Media yeah. is my PR company.
Mm, you're so cute.
So
Yes, you are. You're cute.
With Roger Pike.
Are your hands tied behind your back right now?
No.
Really? You just acted like they are.
They're just happy there. They tend to...
All right. Well, I think we've gotten all the websites in, have we? Yes, I believe we have. So, I am just going to say drsusanblock.com. Yeah, you know it already. All right. And I'm also going to say... I want you to be good. I want you to be happy. I want you to find the MILFs and the BBWs and the Marines and the submissives and the Doms and the man-eaters and the woman-eaters. Find all the pleasures in your life. Please, this is the only life we know about right now. There might be other ones, and that's why I worship all the gods and goddesses, but this is the one we know about. So find it. Find it wherever you can find it, but make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war, even if you're a Marine. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Say you love them. Say you love them.
We love you. I love you.
We love you.
We love you. We love you.
Hugs, kisses, and very
okay,
well
after party time.
Talk about with anyone else. You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.